Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On KMOX. Hope you enjoyed the baseball game. We have Redbird Rush Hour coming up at 5 and Sports Open Line after that with Matt Pauly. Dave Murray joins us. Hello, Dave.
Howdy.
Thanks for going a little late today. We appreciate
it. Oh, yeah. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Let's do the forecast, and I have a story for you guys. So let's go through the rest of the week here.
All right. Before we get to the actual forecast, a couple of things coming up. First of all, tomorrow is still going to be hot. That may be the warmest day for the rest of the year.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. 95. I'm going 95 tomorrow. Ugh. Still okay, bearable humidity level. So it's not this pounding wet washcloth feel. Also, Tropical Storm Gabrielle has formed deep in the Atlantic. It's not a concern for anybody other than the island of Bermuda early next week. And early morning on Friday, we'll mention this tomorrow too. Look east. This is about an hour before the sun comes up. So Friday morning, you'll see the thin crescent moon, big bright Venus, and the bright star Regulus. They're all kind of looking like they're merging together. They obviously physically are not, but it will look that way. That's pretty cool.
That is cool.
So one more hot day tomorrow. Friday, the pattern starts to break down. This Omega block, partly sunny skies on Friday. Couple of scattered showers, couple of scattered thunderstorms. I still don't see a lot of rain out of this, and the action looks fairly limited. It is cooler, 85 degrees, couple of showers around Friday night. Saturday and Sunday, partly sunny, temperatures mid to upper 80s over the weekend. I'm going to keep a chance of a spot thunderstorm each day over the weekend, but I anticipate a heck of a lot of dry time, no rain time, even though we really could use a nice soaking rain.
No there doubt. Dave, when's the next time you see any sort of possibilities for soaking rain?
Don't see it.
Wow.
Don't see it.
How about that?
Man.
Yeah, but you have to remember the time of year. It's the middle of September.
Yeah.
Typically, we go dry.
Harvest time.
October can be dry. Now, we do get into the second season of thunderstorms, usually by the end of October and into early November. But I don't see any large scale. I don't see any hurricanes in the Gulf. I don't see anything that could bring us a soaker at this stage of the game.
Okay. Let me tell you guys this little story about the ball game last night. It's a nice little story and has a little lesson to it, at least for me. So last night, I go to a bunch of games, and this is the last week, and so I'm trying to fit them all in. And I pop, and I get behind home plate, first row behind the green seats for me and Nick. And Nick can't be there. He has a fundraiser for a political candidate, so he's not going to be there till like 7:30, 7:45.
Gotcha.
And I get there early. So I'm there at 5:30. And I just get super lucky. The guy next to me, his name's Joe. He's with his son, who's about 6 or 7 years old, from Iowa, just making a pilgrimage to Busch Stadium.
Hmm.
So we hit it off, and, we're really talking. It's totally cool. And then this couple came in, Mark and Tammy, and sat on the other side of me, and they are from Cincinnati. And it was their first time at Busch. So that was really cool. And I know it's dorky, but I love being an ambassador for St. Louis and just like buying them beers and welcome and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's enjoyable for me. And I really got to talk to Mark and Tammy. And Mark was 68. He even looked a little bit like me, owned his own construction company, and just, you know, we talked like pretty in depth and talked about ups and downs with kids and that kind of thing. Now, here's where the lesson comes in. So we talk a lot on this show, and every other show talks about it, and every television show, how the country is divided. And it's divided between red and blue and conservative and liberal and MAGA and crazy leftist and all this stuff. So in the course of this conversation, I learn that Mark and Tammy became Christians 15 years ago.
Oh.
And it totally changed their life. And that their favorite radio to listen to are the guys who took over from Rush Limbaugh. So they're MAGA and they're very religious. Not typically the kind of people that I'm hanging with. And I got to tell you something. Given the amount of time we spent and the depth of our conversation and the nature of our conversation, I'm going to say that Mark and Tammy were the nicest people that I have met in 25 years. And it's not like I'm shocked that, oh, you follow Christ and you're a Republican. You're so different from me. You must be a monster. I didn't think that at all. But they were so nice. I feel like I could have a lifetime bond with them. I told them, next time you come in town, shoot me a text. I'll get you down on the field, blah, blah, blah. Told Joe the same thing. But do you get what I'm saying? It was just such a nice thing to go, oh, it's not just about talking on the radio. It's not just about making posts. It's not just about having arguments. Sometimes it's about opening yourself up enough to be open to another person or group of people who are very different from you ideologically, but they're good human beings.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
2 + 2 = 4, but I actually experienced it last night.
Mm-hmm. And you followed them back to their car and you whooped them.
I tuned them up pretty good.
Don't you take that to my city ever again.
Tuned them up pretty good.
That was just because they were Reds fans. That had nothing to do with politics,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all over the Jason LaRue, Johnny Cueto incident.
Yeah. We hold a
That's
grudge.
Payback.
We hold a grudge in the loo.
Yeah. All right, look, normal people get along with normal people.
Yeah, well yeah. said.
In normal life. If you put
right.
people into a town hall meeting where some political issue is being debated, well, then all of a sudden it's going to get heated and all that. But you put normal people in normal situations, they just act normal.
I mean, yeah, we don't get to see. I kind of blame the internet for it because all of our interactions now are via the internet where everything is ramped up to 100 and everyone is a cartoon caricature behind a profile picture of, you know, a sunset or whatever. And everyone is just ramped up to 1,000 and, you know, just like a literally like a cartoon character version of you know, themselves or their beliefs or whatever.
Yeah.
That you just don't get enough opportunities to be sitting one on one with somebody and be like, yeah, there's just a normal human here.
And I can tell you this.
We're just Americans.
So I'm not going to go into the depths of why I'm not a believer or what I used to believe or, you know, history or science or anything like that. But I can tell you this, that when I walked in the place, the minister guy was on the bullhorn screaming at me about how I'm going to hell.
Outside, yeah.
Outside the ballpark.
That's my boy.
And then last night, after Mark and Tammy left and we shook hands, I thought, that made me want to be what they are.
Sure.
They seem really happy and solid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And not yelly.
Not yelly. Not judgy.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, that's cool.
A lot of lessons learned last night.
Yeah, I mean, cool. I think if more people, you know, The cliche phrase now is touch grass. Go touch grass.
Yeah.
Get outside. Be normal. Don't be on your screens all the time. That's basically what that is.
Yeah.
You know, when you get out and interact with people, it doesn't, you don't even, it never even ends up mattering.
Yeah. Go talk to an actual human being about real life.
Yeah.
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 Put your phone down.
And
get off of social media.
And you'll find that we're all just the same.
Keep in mind, too, that if you are on social media, if you're on Facebook, especially, I would throw Twitter in on this, and certainly TikTok, too. It's different, but if you're on all of those or any of those, keep in mind a lot of the things you're seeing that are pissing you off aren't even real.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're legitimately created to piss you off, to get you more engaged. And once you realize that and you think of it that way, you don't feel like you're going to go into a rage all the time about those things, because that's exactly what is happening. There are all of those, so many of those accounts are not humans.
Yeah.
They're bots, or they're anonymous humans that are just trying to cause trouble. And that's where we get into all these differences, and you get into the exaggerations, and you get pounded over the head with, like, they're your enemy. I know that gets said in the real world too, largely by politicians.
Right.
But if you understand what you're doing, when you see something that's got like really big font, or it sounds too good or too bad to be true, it's probably not. It's probably made up.
Can I tell you another wrinkle to last night that you'll appreciate? So you'll all get this. We're all, to some degree, public figures. And so I'm there last night, and I'm sitting right behind the green seats, and I'm sitting right on that aisle that if you go out on the field, you have to walk past me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm talking to Joe from Iowa, who knows about the Cardinals because of KMOX, and Mark and Tammy, who know about the Cardinals because of KMOX, and making this pilgrimage. And so eventually it turns to, what do I do? And I'm like, oh, I have a radio show. And they're like, you're kidding me. Where? And I'm like, KMOX. They're like, get out of here. What's it called? I'm like, it's my name, the Dave Glover Show. And so then here comes U-Man off the field. He's waving at me. Here comes Jimmy the Cat. He's waving at me. So now it's like I'm George Clooney.
Sure.
Right?
Well, I mean, you are, right?
So here's where it takes a turn. I was wearing my Birkenstocks, and I haven't paid enough attention to my feet lately.
Oh.
And I notice Tammy looking down at my feet, and for the first time I notice both of my big toenails are janky. Mm-hmm. They're straight up turned. Mm-hmm. They're a little too long and one's chipped, and I'm like, oh.
I feel you.
And I'm back down to earth, right? God never lets me get too high, too long. Hey,
you know, you weren't supposed to.
You got
to
cover them dogs, man.
Or be prepared. What are the other?
Yeah.
Next time it'll be on the Jumbotron. Dude,
that's what we need. We need foot cam.
That's right. Show us your feet.
Don't do that.
I was native.
Take dogs out.
I was native.
That'll draw a whole different weirdo group that you don't want at the ballpark.
And then the rest of the night was ruined because that's all I could think about. I was just trying to keep my feet away from everybody.
Mark and Tammy in the car driving back and talking about how
Did you wake up this morning and go get a pedicure?
No, but I gave myself one. So
there we go. That's okay.
Talking to each other about how much fun they had and how nice you were, and then they sit in silence for a couple minutes.
Right.
And then Tammy goes,
Did you notice? And he goes, oh yeah. Oh yeah. I noticed.
Okay, it doesn't take away from how great he was, but did you look down?
Like, you know, celebrities, they're weird.
His toes.
I was, though, man. I was channeling my inner Tom Ackerman.
Yeah.
I was the ambassador.
Dave was Mr. St. Louis.
I'm buying him drinks and dogs and telling him about the arch and how tall it is. And the whole time, I've got, like, dwarf feet from Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. You ever get that once in a while where you got a little too long and it's like, oh, that's an eagle claw down there?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. I've got that currently. It's why I never wear open-toed shoes.
You're like, I don't know if the Clippers are going to handle this one. I'm gonna go get the garden shears.
It's just life. It just gets you right at your highest moments.
What is it, though? Like, seriously.
Always.
Why do the toenails on your big toe, maybe this is just me,
because they used to be weapons,
grow 1,000 times faster than every other toenail or fingernail on your body?
No, I think Dave's
because
right.
It's this the was big like toe.
This
was like a crucial part of our survival.
Yeah, is that how we did? We were like ostriches.
Mm-hmm.
We were all barefoot. You could just like use that as a weapon.
Uh-huh.
We have to stop. We're grossing out our boss. He just texted me.
Oh, easy.
Easy, Nancy.
He's giving us the green face on the text. Green face emoji. Yeah, that's what I'm going to answer. Like, you're going to be fine. He did not like the eagle claw.
Steve, come show us your toes.
Yeah.
That might be harassment.
Put them on the live stream.
You know they're perfect. He's one of those guys.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
I think so.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's a soccer player's whole life. I bet his toes are jacked up.
He's got like LeBron James.
I think every athlete I know, you got jacked up feet.
Hammer toes and bunions.
Yeah, they're crooked. And
he's got it all.
Yeah, I know. That's how I am.
Dave, especially soccer players.
Dave Glover, have you ever seen LeBron's feet?
No, I've not.
I'm going to bring up a picture on here that you
I'd rather
look
not look at it.
He's like, I'm not looking.
I've made it 61 years not looking at LeBron's feet.
It is the craziest thing you have ever seen.
No, thank you. All right, Dave. Thank you, buddy. We appreciate it.
You got it.
Roxanne, you don't have to put on the red light.
Talk about guys, DGS.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sun KMOX, happy Wednesday, 424. Just about 4 minutes left in this segment. Kev, can you do me a favor?
Sure.
And a public service. You guys will probably never talk about this on Gas House or Rush Hour because it's too basic, but I don't understand fully the current baseball playoffs. Can you kind of walk us through that?
Yeah, so you're going to have six teams in each league that make the playoffs. The top two seeds get to miss the first round. So the number one seed, the number two seed essentially get a bye.
And
so,
like that would be who, for
so
example, now?
So like right now on the National League side, that's going to be it's the Brewers because they're the number one team. And I believe the Dodgers. Oh, no, I'm sorry. The Phillies are number two. So right now in the National League, it would be those two teams, Brewers and Phillies, getting a bye.
Okay.
And then the bottom four seeds. So that'll be the third best division winner and the three wild cards will play in a three game wild card round. So it's just best of three. It's only played at the site of the higher seeded team. So the number three seed is obviously the highest one. They will face the lowest wild card team, and then the two middle wild card teams will face each other.
Okay.
So that's the first round, and then after that, it's division series, championship series, world series. So it's nice. Yeah, it's a good format. It's not perfect. A lot of people don't like the idea of the days off for the top seeds. If you like, rust will set in. It's not that bad. It's only a few days, right? You know, you play Sunday, you're probably playing again by Friday. Sunday's the last game of the regular season. Those games will be played, I believe, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, probably Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So you're playing again not too far after that. And a lot of teams will be like, I'll take the week off, get my pitching right, get rested, do some sim games to stay sharp. But you'd rather be that than playing in a series where you could be sent home.
For sure.
Yeah.
So a lot of day games, right?
It's a mix. Yeah, there will be a there. You know, the first two rounds there will be day games,
and we carry those in KMOX, of course.
Oh yeah, no, we don't.
But yeah, I think we should.
I like this format. I think, you know, having 12 teams out of 30 in the playoffs is still the most exclusive of professional sports in the U.S. Right? The NFL, half the teams make it. Actually, it's more than that now, right?
Yeah, that's kind
of
silly.
It's not. It's a little less than that because it's 14 teams total out of 32. Mm. But it's only 12 out of 30 for baseball. And in basketball, it's a little bit more like half. Hockey, it's half. So, yeah, I like that it's a little bit more exclusive, but I like that you have more teams. Because, look, more teams means more cities are in it. If you had the old format, you'd be looking at all kinds of teams. Kansas City would be out. Cleveland would be out. Texas would be out. The Mets might be out. Arizona, Cincinnati. So you want to have as many cities involved in September as you can. That's good for the sport. And what's good for the sport even more so is the playoffs are random. You don't have to have the best team or the best record to win the World Series. It happened last year with the Dodgers, but in the last 10 years, it hasn't happened very often. It's just about who's hot at the moment. So you, if you get in, you got a shot. That's where the competitive balance comes in.
What was our last playoff appearance?
Oh, it was just 2 years ago.
Okay.
I'm not 2 years ago. It was 22. 22. It was a year when Goldie and Arenado were both MVP candidates. And it's been quick, though. That's the thing is the Cardinals haven't had success in the playoffs in quite a while.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like it.
No. Like they've been in, but then they go out.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 437, Redbird Rush Hour coming up at 5, and Sports Open Line with Matt Pauly after that. This will be good news to a lot of people out there, or at least interesting news. A new medical study shows that it is actually much worse for you to be too thin than to be a little too chubby. That you die three times as fast if you are underweight than if you are a little overweight.
Ah,
now, being obese is not good.
Right, it's about close to the norm.
Yes, yeah. And no. I'm using my own words like skinny and chubby. They used BMI, but yeah. So
see, why are medical people using BMI? BMI is kind of nonsense because it doesn't take into account someone who's overweight, but they're a bodybuilder.
Oh, I bet you hate BMI.
No, I'm bad at it because I'm fat too. But like, it's one of those deals where I had teammates who were not fat, and they would test too high on BMI because they're 6 feet tall, but they're 215. But they're strong. They're supposed to. BMI says you're supposed to be 180 or 170. Well, I mean, who is?
Yeah, I think I'm 5'10". I'm supposed to be 155.
I know.
Now BMI stands for Big Mac Intake, right?
Yeah,
that is what I have been following.
It's just I don't understand why that simplistic of a tool is being used as a measure. Like, I understand what we're trying to do because in general, on average, that those things are fair. But if you're trying to make an assessment, well, like 160 pounds for somebody who is a bodybuilder and in great shape and exercises a lot is not the same as 160 pounds for someone who doesn't. Your body structure is different.
Word. Speaking of tan, I made an assessment last night at the ball game, people watching. And again, this is not fair to women, and it's just my own personal observation, but it seems to me that within reason, a reasonably attractive guy, not a looker, not a model, reasonably attractive, can just get as old as he wants as long as he stays tan and relatively thin. Not fair.
Yeah.
But guys just kind of keep getting handsomer.
Some do.
Like I said.
Yeah.
There are exceptions.
Yeah. Yeah. It's,
I think there's something to that, though.
I didn't like those guys we were sitting by today.
Yeah, they didn't fit this description, but
no.
They were just a lot.
They weren't a lot.
Super loud. It wasn't like obnoxious. Nothing
I
like
they
that.
Were.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't like jarring, but it was just a little too much.
What were they doing? They were douchebags.
They were just like standing up and talking in the middle of play.
Thinking
like, sit
they're
down.
Funny when they're not. Trying yeah. to get the wave going. Drunk yeah. on Bush Light beers. Just like, I guess, yeah. classic baseball fans.
I mean, it's a day game. And, you know, like, again, it wouldn't be anything that I would complain about.
No.
To anybody there. It's nothing
no.
like that. But it's just like, okay, guys.
I was rolling my eyes pretty hard,
right?
Though.
Nobody's here for the show, for your show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the one guy's like standing up and he's got his back to the field and he's talking to somebody. Like, brother, games go.
Enjoy the game.
You want to do that between innings? Fine. Do not do that when you're standing yeah. between me and home plate.
One more thing about thin and fat.
Yes.
A new study shows that a fatty diet, even short term, affects your intermediate memory, and you literally forget things faster. That if you're on a high-fat diet, something could happen to you today. If Megan asked you about it tonight, you'd know. Mm. But in 3 weeks, when you should, you might be like, I kind of remember that.
Interesting.
Yeah. They did a study with fruit flies. I don't know how fat you can get a fruit fly.
Or fat fruit flies?
I guess so. They don't remember.
Just really poor.
How do we
up.
Know what they remember?
You teach them to do tricks, like mazes and stuff. Yeah, I didn't know fruit flies could do that. But they teach them things, and then they feed them fat, and then they have them do it, and they're like, I don't even know what you're talking about.
I'm trying to think if I have any instances of that, and the problem is I can't remember if I do.
Exactly. Yeah.
Which is like, is that an exactly moment, or has it just not happened?
I thought of you because I wrote down Renaissance Fair Brave.
Uh-huh.
I wish I were Renaissance Fair Brave. I would love to go to a Renaissance Fair.
Let's go.
I'm not brave enough.
Why?
Even though I know that everyone I'm going to see there is there for the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just feel silly.
You that's are how in I got like over, company if you go.
That's how I got over going to things like, you know, like a Renaissance Fair or like a, you know, I go to MagicCon, the big magic convention and stuff. How you get over that is you remember that there no one's going there to like...
make fun
hawk,
of people?
Yeah, hawk people. No one's going over there to like, haha, we're going into the den of the nerds and we're going to beat them. Like, everybody's there for the same reason. Everybody's there because they share an enjoyment of these things.
Could I dress as a beer wench?
You can dress as anything you want. I think we should go.
Can you go to one of those as a normie?
Yeah, can you just wear a V-neck and jeans like some people do?
Yeah, you can dress however you want.
Do you get
looks if you're a normie?
No. You're totally...
It's like being... having shorts on at a nudist colony.
The thing is, everybody thinks you have to dress up because that's what you see online because nobody posts their fit pics when they're just like wearing a t-shirt or whatever.
Right, right.
But if you want to dress up like, you know, friggin' Robin Hood or whatever.
So if I were to bring some little beanbags, could I throw those around and yell, lightning bolt?
See, you're the bully. You're the guy who's going to the things to bully. You're what Dave's afraid of.
I want to play along.
You are what I'm
you're
afraid
what
of.
Dave's afraid
no,
of.
No, I want to play along.
You're exactly
Dave's
what
afraid,
I'm afraid of.
That he's going to dress up like a knight with a gallant, lovely sword on his hip.
Or, or a beer wench.
And then the most bully haircut dude in the world is going to run up and peg him in the nuts with
no,
a beanbag.
No, I want to be in the crowd. I
don't want
be
my nuts
in.
Bagged.
Do they do duels and stuff at those?
Yeah. I don't think between like audience members, but there's like
performers. That'd be great to sign up and do like you
sure
know
you
like
can pick a fight
like no so, I don't want to do that. Then I'm a bully. I want to do it like organized.
Once again, he's like
put on a suit of armor and like you know a fake sword, but like you just you know you duel with it.
Well, I do want to tag people in the privates, and I do want to hit them with swords.
That's just people
I wouldn't
I know.
Call myself a bully.
That's just people I know.
Yeah, you and Ben Boyd can go with this.
Yeah, I'll duel Ben.
You and Ben at the Ren Fair.
We will fight in the circle.
Dress as monks.
Yeah.
That'd be great. Ben's, little Ben's hood, dressed little as an over there.
Yeah, Ben's dressed as an assassin in the shadows as he hits the fart button to make people think that their partners have farted.
Nah, if I go, I want to play, man. I don't want to go and just be there.
Do you dress up?
I would. I've never done it.
You've never dressed up?
Mm-mm. I would like to.
Does Megan?
No, but she also would like to.
Yeah. What would you do?
It's like, I don't know, just like, you know, you put on like a jerkin or whatever and a sword on your head.
A what?
Like a, you know, like a leather...
vest?
Tunic type thing. Yeah, like a vest with a tunic.
Did you say a jerkin?
Yeah, that's what they're called.
Really?
Yeah.
How are you spelling that?
Gherkin, but I think you can also spell it with a J.
Oh, I thought that was gherkin.
I think it's jerkin. I hope it's jerkin.
Yeah, you better hope you're right. If I'm wrong, it's just a pickle.
This is going to be that that monkey situation all over again.
Oh, my God.
But no, I would love to. I think it'd be fun. It seems like difficult. Like, if you don't already have all that stuff, I don't really know how you source all that stuff. Like, I don't know where I would find.
I'm pretty sure that just one Google search away.
Could you just get a job at, like, Medieval Times?
I want to go to Medieval Times so bad.
Yeah, I want to eat that chicken.
I want to eat the big, giant half a chicken and the big, giant, stupid bowl of tomato soup or whatever.
And they didn't have any soup when I was there.
And it's Campbell's soup.
Oh, wait, they did because you had to lift the bowl. Yeah.
Campbell's soup.
I did not enjoy the
no?
The, what do you call
not
it?
Not enough fighting?
Medieval Times. It was so cheesy.
It's nothing but fighting. It's like
not,
a tournament.
It's not. It's
more
a like,
tournament of
no, what it really
you
is.
You think two guys jousting are not going to be cheesy?
They're not really jousting. It's fake. It's like wrestling.
So
like,
the
it's
thing you went to was real?
No.
So you want a death match?
No, 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 what I'm saying? No, no, no. This is my point. Is it was like, it was rehearsed like it was a stage play. And
well,
they're
it
like,
it is a stage play.
That's exactly
the
what it is.
The bad guy has fallen. Like, all right, thanks, guys.
You go to see Les Mis, you're like, this is crap. This
yeah,
is
but
crap.
At least Les Mis is like actually, you know, real people.
They scripted this whole
thing.
They
planned this whole thing out.
You got Johnny from McDonald's who's working on the weekend at, you know, being a knight.
Yeah, but they're actually doing the sword fighting. It's just they're not using killing intent.
No, they're not, though. They're not. That's the point. It's
yeah, that's
a,
what
it's
I'm saying. They're not
game.
Using killing intent
no,
because
they're not
it's a
trying.
Stage
it's
show.
Rigged. It's like wrestling. They know who's going to win.
Yes, it's
so it's not a competition. That's what
it's
I'm saying.
It's supposed to be a competition.
I know. That's why I didn't like it.
It's a show.
I know. I don't like plays. It's a play. It's a play on horses.
He has no whimsy.
No, it's a play. I don't like plays, man. Especially plays for people that can't even do a British accent.
So if you...
Do they fake it or do
yeah,
they just talk...
not great.
Like
if you were
American
at the Coliseum
accent.
In the old days,
yeah.
Watching a Christian fight a lion,
oh.
Would you be like, this is cool, or is it so little competition that you wouldn't have intrigued you?
First of all, it's just awful. Let's not do that. I don't know what my mindset would have been 2,000 years ago when they were doing that.
I think we do.
Yeah. I'd probably have been down there... having to fight the animals. I'm like, we're sick of this guy.
He'd be fighting Christians.
Yeah, I'd be like, well, I mean, you know.
He's the lion.
No, I mean, you know, by birth, I was
like,
that.
Holy hell, what is that thing?
He's yeah. the Rancor in Jabba's like, palace.
Yeah, they're definitely throwing me down into the arena somehow. Like, here, let him fight the group of jackals.
Hey, look at this guy.
Yeah. He looks annoying. Let's throw him in there.
He says this whole thing's staged.
Yeah.
I saw him gorilla running outside. He
yeah.
seems to be some sort
well,
of
that's
going to
be my move, man.
We're going to put him in the sun.
It's
going to
be my move.
For an hour.
Ape man.
Watch him turn pink.
It's going to be my move. I'm going to be like gorilla running. Like, what is this man doing?
All right, let's stop this nonsense. Welcome back, DGS. Only about a minute here. I'll use it saying this. This is stupid, but I thought it today. There's a home run today. I forgot who hit it. But I thought when we were, whoever was making this game up, Abner Double Day or whoever the hell it was, they could have just said, if you hit it over this fence, it's a single.
Yeah.
It was genius.
Yeah, they could have said, you're out.
Yeah. It was a genius move to say, yeah, you're going to get a run.
Yeah.
Without the home run, baseball isn't what it is
nope.
today.
Nope. And it's funny because when you go back far enough, it wasn't even that big of a deal. The home runs almost never happened. There were full seasons where teams would hit like 13, 14 home runs in the early days. And most of those would have probably been inside the park types. You know, then Babe Ruth changed it. Well, Babe Ruth showed that you could hit a lot of home runs. Mm-hmm. And then people realized, wow, that people like that guy. He's the most famous person in sports. I kind of want to be like Babe Ruth. And the whole sport has been different since Babe Ruth.
Hmm.
I mean, there were people that hit home runs before Babe Ruth, but not like he did. I mean, think of it this way. That would be like a hitter today out-homering an entire team.
Hitting 100.
Hitting 100, 150, 180 home runs, yeah.
Very cool.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.